charter halibut operators are in court again, trying to keep the 2 fish per client per day bag limit that's been in place for years. They're fighting a 1 halibut limit set to take effect June 5th in Southeast Waters, the regulatory area known as 2C. The National Marine Fisheries Service imposed the limit to reduce the charter catch, which has gone over its allocation for several years. It's part of a years-old battle between charter operators and commercial fishermen.
The substance of the case really comes down to the fairness and equity of the allocation.
Attorney Earl Comstock represents Craig, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Sitka charter operators who filed the recent suit against federal regulators.
The National Marine Fisheries Service hasn't provided any explanation of why that's somehow a legitimate allocation. They simply start with the premise that the commercial fishermen are entitled to 87% of the fish, and therefore, if the guided anglers take more than 13%, there is a problem, and we don't share that view.
The suit is against the Federal Department of Commerce and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They're part of the complex regulatory system that determines how many halibut should be caught and who should catch them. The system has determined that halibut numbers are down, and it's meant reductions for some fishermen.
For years now, the commercial sector has taken cuts in their quota, while the charter sector continues to harvest above its quota.
Peggy Parker is executive director of the Halibut Association of North America, a processors group. She and others in the industry back the one fish rule.
Unless something stops this over-harvesting that's being done in the charter sector, the commercial quota will continue to go down. And, you know, without exception, people in the commercial quota understand the reasons for the quota going down, and they accept it. They don't break the rules. Most people in the world don't break the rules. But the charter guys seem to think that the rules don't matter.
The one fish rule was proposed last year as a way to reduce the charter catch, which was double its allocation. Lodges and other charter operators sued, and federal rulemakers withdrew the limit. But the feds dropped their plans on a technicality before there was a ruling on the larger issue. They announced the one fish limit again earlier this month, which led to the new lawsuit. Comstock, who works for the Sitka-based Charter Halibut Task Force, says the rule will hit his clients' businesses hard.
Well, we've already had, in affidavits filed with the lawsuit, people have had upwards of well over $500,000 worth of cancellations already. And that's just in the short period of time since the rule was announced.
The National Marine Fisheries Service, also called NOAA Fisheries, just got the lawsuit. Spokeswoman Sheila McLean says the agency is studying the documents and has no comment so far on the case. Parker's processing group is part of the Sitka-based Halibut Coalition. She says the industry plans to join the case as an intervener. She says the charter angler's lawsuit threatens commercial fishermen's livelihoods as well as the health of the stock.
So it's just not sustainable. We're disappointed that they're spending this amount of money and time and energy on something that doesn't make sense.
The overall catch is set by the International Pacific Halibut Commission, with allocation decisions made by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Commission Director Bruce Lehman says a legal victory by charter operators could lead to changes in the number of halibut available for all sectors of the fishery.
The commission would certainly regard that as a conservation issue because we've gone through some serious decreases in the commercial catch limits that have been recommended and accepted for that area. We certainly have seen some strong decreases in average age and proportion of older fish in all of Area 2, including Area 2C.
He expects commission staff would recommend changes. That's because of their concerns about the health of the halibut population in Southeast Waters. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.